Parshas Voeschanan. The first pasuk starts off Voeschanan el Hashem Voeisahilemo. And Moshe said that he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time, saying that Hashem Elokim ato hachiloisa laharas esavducho es godlucho v'yesyodcho hachazoko Hashem mikel b'ashamayim v'boretz Hashem yaseh k'masech v'chigvurasecha. That you, Hashem, you started to show me your greatness, your yodcha chazoka, your strong hand. So Rashi says, Zu yimincha shipshuta l'chol b'yoylom, en achazoka, sh'ata koivish barachme mismidas adin b'choska, that you grab a hold of the midas adin with from the midas arachamim, en Hashem mikel b'ashamayim, that means you're not doima to any other boss of Adam, who could do like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And from this, the Gemara in Brachos Darshins to say that Dorash Reb Simloi, Loilom Yisad Rodom Shavochay Shalokom Biachakach Yispalom. Before a person goes to daven to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first he's supposed to say Shvach, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and then you go to ask for what you really want. And we learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu, that here in this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please let him go into Eretz Yisrael. And before he starts his bakosh, he says this first pasuk of Hashem Elokim, ato hachilois laharas esavdechom, as you are as God lochov yisod farazokom. That Moshe first started to speak about the greatness, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He said shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the next pasuk he first said, like, please let me go over to into Eretz Yisrael. Hahor hatoiv hazel v'halvonim. I should see this good mountain, v'halvonim and the levonim. And Rashi says, Hahor hatoiv hazel means zu Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu davened to please let him go into Yerushalayim. V'halvonim ze beis hamikdash. He wanted to go into the beis hamikdash. Then finally the pasuk says that the Yisabri Hashem Bila Manchem, Hashem was angry at me because of you, Klai Yisrael, V'loi Shom Eloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not listen to me. Rather, Vayomer Hashem Elai, Hashem spoke back to me and said, Rav Loch, too much already. Al Toysev Dabri Elai, don't daven to me anymore. Oid Badov Razeh, don't pray to me anymore about this inyan. Rather, just the pasuk says, Alei Rosh HaPizka V'soi Necho, Yom V'tzachoyin V'semonob, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but at least I'll let you go up and see Eretz Yisrael. With your eyes, you'll be able to see Eretz Yisrael. The Farshim learned the Pshat is that even though Moshe davened so many tefillos, like some say it's the gematria of Yoschanan, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos in order to go into Eretz Yisrael. And really the Midrashim said that if he would have davened one more time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have let him go into Eretz Yisrael. But the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Loch Al Toysev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, like, please don't daven anymore, because I can't let you go into Eretz Yisrael. But I call upon him, his tefillah's help, that the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu did help, that at least he was able to go up Rosh HaPiskah and see Eretz Yisrael. Even though he couldn't go in, but at least he was able to see it. So, first of all, we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 times. Now, we see from this that sometimes we daven, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, and when we don't receive it after one or two times, we give up, we stop davening to Hashem. We think Hashem doesn't listen, it doesn't help, the tefillah won't help. We have to learn out from here, not like that. That there's no end to how many times you could daven for something. If you don't get answered after one time, two, three, after 515 times, Moshe Rabbeinu did not stop, he went on to daven. And really the Chazal said that if he would have davened one more time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have listened to him. Just as Hashem made the gzera not to go in, Hashem asked him, please don't daven. But I call upon him, there's never an end to how many times we could daven to ask for something. We never know at what stage, after how many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to us. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu did listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, that I call upon who is able to see Eretz Yisrael. Now, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu davened so many times in order to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara in Saita says that Dorash Reb Simloi, Mifnei ma nisave Moshe Rabbeinu likonas l'Eretz Yisrael? How come Moshe Rabbeinu had such a want to go into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechu mepirya lizboya mituvu tzarech? Does he need the good fruits there to fill himself up with? Elo amma, rather Moshe Rabbeinu said like this, harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael. There are a lot of mitzvos. V'yein miskayomim elav Eretz Yisrael. That we could only do these mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Ekonais ani kedei sheyiskaymu ayodi. That he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to do the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, in order to do the ma'isim tovim, the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Now, really the question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu already made a shvua, like he made a gzar din with a shvua, and he said that he's not going to let Moshe Rabbeinu go into Eretz Yisrael, he's going to have to die in Eivar Yarden, how come Moshe Rabbeinu went to Davin so many times to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him go in? So really, the Pasuk says that that I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time. In other words, there's a special time right now. Moshe Rabbeinu waited to a special time and then he first daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, Rashi brings down from the Sefri that it says, La'acha shekovashti eretz sicha in voig, after I conquered eretz sicha in voig, melech haboshin, is the misi shemo huter hanedu. Now I thought maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matter the nether, and he will let me go in. So the question is, but what is so great after that he conquered Sichon and Oig, what does that have to do with going into Eretz Yisrael? That wasn't Mechlal the nether. The nether, the Shavuot was that you won't go into Eretz Yisrael. Oig and Melech Sichon, that's not Eretz Yisrael. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu think that we see now he could have into HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So some of us want to say that the Kliyoka want to say that the pshat is that the chet why Moshe Rabbeinu was not zecha to go into Eretz Yisrael was yan lehakdisheni, that by the Mei Meriva, by the water, instead of Moshe talking to the stone, Moshe hit the stone. And some of us learned the pshat is that he did not make enough of the Kiddush Hashem. In other words, people would have learned much more to respect the Kodesh Baruch Hu if they would have saw that Moshe Rabbeinu just has to talk to the stone. But now that he hit it, he took away the Kiddush Hashem, so because of that Aveira, he was not zecha to go into Eretz Yisrael. But now by the Mechema Sichon and Oig, like we said, it's brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu had such a ness happen to him that he was able to hold up the sun. The same way the ness happened by Yeshua, that the sun stood up throughout the whole Mechema, here also by Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned in last week's Parshim, that the sun stood up for him. So Moshe Rabbeinu now, by this Mechama, caused the tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Everybody saw the way this Tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hold the sun up in order that Klai Yisrael should win the Mechama. Savad, everybody had a tremendous amount of Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it made a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Everybody came to love and to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mela now, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that maybe this would be the Kapara for his Chet, that he did not make enough of the Kiddush Hashem by the main river. That's why they see at this time, like the Sefri says, after this Mechama, that Moshe Rabbeinu caused to be such a Kiddush Hashem, that's why now he started to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is, the Sifsei Kohen wants to say, that really in the last Parsha, the Devarim, it spoke about that Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua to take over. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was not the leader anymore, he already gave over the leadership to Yeshua. So the pshat is that the gzeirah was, he says, the gzeirah was that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you will not be able to lead Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is not the leader anymore, now that Yeshua is the leader, so Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe now he will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because maybe the shvuah was only that he can't be the leader to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. So that's why now we started to daven all these tefillos. And it's interesting, the Gra says in the Sefer Aderes Eliyom that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to daven these 515 tefillos, every single tefillah he had a different taina. He had a different argument, like he was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 515 reasons why he thought he should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. He had 515 different tainas why to go in. And still we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, please don't daven no more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let him come in. Now, we see from here the sinyan that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you can't go in, and you have to die on this side of Eretz Yarden, and really when a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu would be nice, what's going to happen with him? He's going to come avada tachas kisei hakavod, he's going to go up to Gan Eden, there's going to be mamash, like the Chazal say, that kol chayol mazeh ein doimer lekeres ruach shleilam habo, that in Olam Habo, the tzaddikim are yoshvim v'nenem iziv ha'shchina, the tzaddikim sit there in Olam Habo, and they have tremendous amount of enjoyment just from being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the ziv, the shining that comes off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a tremendous amount of hanor. That even if you put all the enjoyment of this whole world together, from the first day the world was created until the end of the world, and everybody's enjoyment together, it doesn't come near a keras ruach of Olam Habo. Which some of Farshim say that means like a mushel, if you buy a bakery and you just outside the bakery and just smell the smell of the bakery, how good that is. So that's also just somebody being outside Olam Habo, just smelling the good smell that comes out of Olam Habo, all the enjoyment of this world put together does not add that enjoyment of just smelling the smell of the outside of Olam Habo. That's Pshan the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The question is, you're here by Moshe Rabbeinu, like, you're not supposed to daven to die, of course not. But here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I told Moshe Rabbeinu, you like finished your zman, it's time for you to be nice now. It's time for Klai Yisrael to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you can't go in. So how come Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo so many tefillos now, that he should still stay alive and go into Eretz Yisrael, whereas rather Avada Moshe would have been zoicha to go straight into Olam Habo, and he would have had all this great enjoyment of being nene mizif hashchina. So from here we see, like the other Mishnah Novice says, that the Mishnah Novice says, though, that Shiofa, Shoachas, Betshuva, Maisim, Tovim, Boilam, Azim, Mikol, Chai, Olam Habo. That it's better off, it's nicer, 1 hour in this world of doing tshuva and Maisim, Tovim, doing good things, doing mitzvahs in this world, you're better off, Mikol, Chai, Olam Habo, from all the life of Olam Habo. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu knew and felt and really prayed like this. In other words, like we brought down the Gemara before, that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael was in order to do the mitzvahs there. He wanted to do the special mitzvahs that he couldn't do outside Eretz Yisrael. He was only able to do inside Eretz Yisrael. That's why he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. In other words, so from here we learn out how great it is the Oitzer of Chaim. The tremendous treasure of life that we all have. In other words, every second of our life on this world, we're able to do mitzvahs, to do ma'isim tovim, that these mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, the Mishnah says, is yofo mikol chayulam abo. Like how much we have to take advantage and try and do every second of our life, as much as possible, as many ma'isim tovim, as many mitzvahs as possible, to realize that this is more chashiv than the whole olam habo. And really is brought down right before the Gro was Niftam. The last words that he said was about how great this world is, that for little prutas, for little pennies, you could do mitzvahs. In other words, how much does it cost to buy a pair of tzitzis? How much does it cost to do mitzvahs? It doesn't cost that much money, even if it costs $10, $20, $30. But you look out of this mitzvah, what comes out of it, what a ma'isa toivim, what a ma'isa mitzvah is, that from a little ma'isa mitzvah, Yezeicha mamish mikol chaylom abom, how great this world is. And we just have to think into these things to realize what is the chashivis, what's more important one thing from the other, and how to try not to waste our time, but rather to utilize and use up every second we have by doing as much as possible the greatest ma'isim tovim we could do, the greatest mitzvahs. And we all know the Salma Torah keneged kulam, that the greatest mitzvah we could do is Talmud Torah, learning the Torah. If everybody has to learn out from this, to try as much as possible to put as much time into learning the Torah as much as he could.
And again, like we said, the Mishnah in Novice says that Yofor Shachas Be'olam Hazeh with Tshuva Ma'isim Tovim Mikol Chayulam Abo. Then the Pasuk of Zayin says Alei Rosh Hapisko V'so Einecho.
Rei V'Einecho, you should lift up v'so einecha, and you should lift up your eyes. Yomo v'tzofoino v'seimono mizrocha on all four sides. Urei v'einecha, and you should see with your eyes. Kiloi savra seyarden hazeh, because you will not go over the yarden. So the question is, what does the pasuk have to say again? Kiloi Savor. And the Chazal Darshan to say that even the Kvura of Moshe will not be in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that even if I myself alive can't go in, but after by Misa, let the Kvura be in Eretz Yisrael. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Ki Loi Savor as a Yarden Azeh, even the Kvura won't be in Eretz Yisrael, but rather it was brought down before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his Kvura to be neged, the opposite, the Baal Tor, in order that Moshe Rabbeinu should be mispalol and be mechaper upon Klal Yisrael. But the question is, why does the pasuk say two times, V'so einecho, you should lift up your eyes, urei v'einecho, you should see. Like, why does it have to say two times? Now really, this inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Eretz Yisrael, Rashi brings down that he saw the whole Eretz Yisrael. And really, the Medrash brings down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, if I would have brought you into Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't be able to see everything. But now I'll show it to you all at once. So it comes to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the far places like the close places. He showed him everything. And Amar Rabbi Akiva, Magid, Shehera, Kol Chadrei Eretz Yisrael, Keshulchan Aruch. He showed him all the hidden places in Eretz Yisrael, mamish like a Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Lezer Roimer, Nosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koyach Beinov, Shel Moshe Re'ei Misoifei Lo Biat Soifei. He was able to see from one side of the world to the other side of the world. And the Medrash ends off that Nimseis Oimer Shtei Riyos Hein. Achas Riyos Shel Nachas, V'yachas Riyos Shel Tzar. That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see everything what happened there. He saw the good, what was going to happen, and he saw the Tzar, the bad, that was going to happen. So the Sif Sekoim wants to say, that's Pshan this Pasuk that it says two times, the soe necho, like lift up your eyes, you'll see all the good that's going to happen. Urei v'necho, just to see, you can see all the bad that's also going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Now some of us have asked the question, like, if Moshe Rabbeinu still cannot go into Eretz Yisrael, what was so great about seeing Eretz Yisrael? Like, Lechur would just make him feel worse. Like, you see something great, you want to get it, and you can't get to it. You just feel worse. See, what was his schar that Kodesh Baruch Hu let him see Eretz Yisrael? If his whole purpose of going in there, we said before, was that he wanted to do the mitzvahs there, now he was not able to do the mitzvahs. So what was so great just about seeing Eretz Yisrael? So some of Hershem want to say, like Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that people should not say, just like the Meraglim, the whole door was killed out, was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the chet of the Meraglim, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was part of that chet also. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was also not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Moshe davened to Hashem, to at least let him see Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see Eretz Yisrael, and the whole Dor HaMidbar was not able to see Eretz Yisrael, it's a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to do with the chet of the Meraglim, with the chet of the Dor HaMidbar. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have that chet. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see Eretz Yisrael. This proved it that he was a higher Madrega than the Dor HaMidbar. And the question is still, like, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mevater? How come he did not let Moshe Rabbeinu go into Eretz Yisrael? Like, after he was Mespalo 515 times, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let him go in? So before I should want to say a few different answers, one answer they want to say is that people should come to learn from this dinyan of doing the chet. We learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu how bad it is to do a chet. That Moshe Rabbeinu, because he did this chet, He did the chet of the Mei Meriva. He didn't make enough Kiddush Hashem. Because of that chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let him go into Eretz Yisrael. So everybody should learn out that Madach Moshe Rabbeinu, the Godel Hador, the Tzadik Hador, because of his chet, he was not able to go in. He got the Einish. He received the punishment. Everybody will learn out from that, to be careful not to do chatoyim, to know that from a chet you get an Einish, you get a punishment, and that will be the kapara. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Another reason is brought down is, because it's brought down, Chazal said that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went into Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash right away, and if Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash right away, it would have never been Chorav. That Beis HaMikdash would always still be here. So in one way, it looks out Kavaltik, the Beis HaMikdash will always be here. But the other way, it's not so good. But Chazal always say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mashkin, the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the two Beis HaMikdash were two mashkins that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from Klal Yisrael. And we spoke about this once in Parshas Truma, on the Pasuk of V'yosoli Migdosh V'shachanti B'soichom, the Chazal Darshan, that the two Beis HaMigdosh are both going to be a mashkin for Klai Yisrael. In other words, Klai Yisrael are going to do Chatoyim later on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Machrib, destroy the Beis HaMigdosh, and that's going to be the mashkin, the pledge. So what's so great about, we ask the question then, what was so great, why does Chazal Darshan is on the Pasuk at the beginning of the Binyan of the Mishkan, to say like, that eventually it will be destroyed. And the pshat is really that the Mishkan was an Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechaper on Klai Yisrael. And part of the Kapora was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klai Yisrael that he'll never come to a matzah that he'll destroy the whole Klai Yisrael. Now, Klai Yisrael later are going to do Chatoyim, they're going to do bad things. And if they do Chatoyim, they deserve to be destroyed. So the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of killing out Klai Yisrael, will take them to come Aleitz and the Avonim. He'll take away the Beis HaMikdash from us. He'll be mashkin the Beis HaMikdash from us, and that will be our kapara. So really it comes to show at the beginning of the Mishkan how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meichel us, that he'll never destroy us at all. But this comes out, but now it comes out, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have went into Eretz Yisrael, and he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, the Chazal said the Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed. Now if the Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed, it's going to come a time later when Klai Yisrael are going to do Chatoyim. They're going to do things bad, and they deserve to be destroyed then. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so that's what we dash in the Osli Migdash V'Shachanti B'Soichem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of killing out Klai Yisrael, will just take away the Beis HaMikdash from us. But if Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash, and it couldn't have been destroyed, it comes out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to destroy Klai Yisrael. So it's going to come out that in later generations, when Klai Yisrael will do Chatoyim, it'll come out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to destroy the whole Klai Yisrael. So for the sake not to destroy the whole Klai Yisrael, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let Moshe Rabbeinu now come into Eretz Yisrael in order that he should not be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Pasuk says in Perek Dalet, V'yata Yisrael, and now Yisrael l'shemayel ha'chukim v'yel ha'mishpotim, et listen to the mitzvos, asher onoichi melamed eschem lasis, that I am teaching them to you, lasos, in order to do the mitzvos. Then it says, Laman tichyu uvosem virishtem esara tishbelba to live and come into inherit Eretz Yisrael, asher Hashem alokei avoseichem noisen lachem. At the beginning of the pasuk says, Melami deschem lasos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klai Yisrael Torah, lasos, in order to do it. And here Rabbeinu Bechaya says that, Lomadnu mikam, we learn out from here, Shehalimud eino ikur. The main thing is not the learning of the Torah. Just to learn the Torah, to know the mitzvah, to know what to do, that's not the main purpose. Rakim ha-maisa. Only if you actually come to do the maisim tovim, you come to do the mitzvahs that you learn. V'chein darshu chazal, that's what we also learn, the Mishnah says, loy ha-medrishu ikur ela ha-maisa. The main thing is not the medrish, not just the learning of the Torah, but it has to come lidei maisa, that you will do the maisim tovim, do the mitzvahs. And also Rabbeinu Bechaya says, "Lomadnu oid." We also learn out from this pasuk, "Shim ha'maisa yichye ha'adam loizul osoy." That the only thing that will bring you to have life, to have real chayim, is only the fact you do the mitzvahs, you do the Torah. With the asiyas of the mitzvahs, that's what gives a person life. And really, the Sepurna says here that here we're talking about that the pesukim before spoke about that Hashem said, if you do averus, you'll be golus, you'll have to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Now the Pasuk is saying, be very careful in order that you should be able to live in Eretz Yisrael is only by doing the mitzvahs. That's why the next Pasuk goes in, what is really considered doing the mitzvahs, not half a mitzvah, not more than you're supposed to do. That's the next Pasuk of Lo Yisifu ala Dover Asher Anuchi Mitzav Eschem, Lo Yisigru Mimenu. You can't do more, you can't do less. We have to know a mitzvah is exact, there are exact laws how to do the mitzvah. If we do too much, it's an avera. If we do too little, it's an avera. Mitzvahs means we have a gvul, we have a boundary exactly to know what we have to do. It's not like a hefket to say we can do whatever we want to do. Whatever we think is good, that's what we'll do. No, the Torah, the mitzvahs are exactly, they're tarjag mitzvahs, and really it means they're tarjag klolim, like the gross brother writes in the Sefer Milas HaTorah, that really there are million and million of mitzvahs. That we say we have Taryag Mitzvah 613, those are only general klolim, general laws. But under each general law goes thousands and thousands of protim of small mitzvahs exactly to know how to do the mitzvahs. In other words, everything we do, there's exact law how to do it, how you're supposed to do it, and it's not something for us to make up to say we'll do a little bit more than we're supposed to, we'll do a little bit less. There's the union of learning the Torah in order to do. In other words, in order to do the mitzvahs, like we started off the Bein HaBechai says, like the Medrash says, Loi HaMedrash Ikur, Elo HaMaisa, in other words, of course we have to learn the Torah. You have to first learn the Torah to know how to do the mitzvahs. But the main thing is not just to leave it by learning, but to do. To do means you have to do after you learn. After you know exactly what the mitzvah is, you have to go to do that mitzvah 100%, without any shinuyim, without any changes around. Not to be Moisif and not to be Tigra. And then the next pasuk says, Einechem harois, your eyes saw, Eis asher oso Hashem b'Baal Por, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when Klai Yisrael did the aver of Baal Por, that did this avodah zarah. Ki choloish asher holach achrei Baal Por, every Jew that went after and did the aver of Baal Por, a terrible aver, they mamish made in front of the Baal Por, is Hishmido Yasher Molokecha Mikabecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them. So the famous Vortair once it over from Chaim Shalevitz at Psalm, that he used to ask, like, what's the smichas of the psukim? The pasuk before says the union of Loi Soisifu and Loi Sigru. Don't do more than you're supposed to in the mitzvah, and don't do less. So what is the next pasuk talking about the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por? What does the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por have to do with the lav of Loi Soisif and Loi Tigra? And he explained that the union of the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por was, like, how could a person go to do such a thing, to uncover his backside and just make in front of the Avodah Zarah? It's not normal, but the pshat is, the mamash have hefkeris.
That they just do whatever they feel like doing, there's no limits, nobody telling them what to do, whatever they want, that's what they do. That was the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por, hefkeris. So pshat is, a Torah telling a Jew, you should know, by a Yid, by a Jew, it's the opposite. There are mitzvahs, and there's an inyan of Loi Soisifu for Loi Sigru. We can't just do whatever we want to do. We can't just add on to the mitzvah. We think it's something good, we'll add on to it. We think this is no good, we'll take it away. That comes to conservatism, that comes to reforms, that's gefährlich, and eventually it leads to the Avodah Zarah Baal Por. But fakir, the Jew has to know that we have chukim, we have mishpotim, we have mitzvahs, we have halachas, exactly how to do each mitzvah. And we can't do a drop less, and we can't do a drop more. And the opposite of this is the hafkeris of Baal Por, to do whatever you want. He used to say, the union of hippies, bisman azem, is also a chilek of the Avodah Zarah of Baal Por. Just to do whatever you want, there are no limits. Whatever you feel like doing, hafkeris, that was this Avodah Zarah of Baal Por. Then in Pasuk Vav it says, U'shmartem v'asisem, you should watch and do the mitzvahs, Ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem leni amin. But this is our wisdom, our chokhma, our understanding in the eyes of the goyim. Hashe yishmu that they should hear, eis kol achukim elav yomru, rakam chokhm v'novam agoy agor lazer. How great the Jewish nation is.
Now really the mashkiach, Rabbi Ruchim Zatzal, asked the question here. Like how come the Pasuk says, u'shamartem v'asisem, ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem leni amin. Mashma, the reason why we should do the mitzvahs, why we should learn Torah, is in order to be called great people in the eyes of the Goyim. Like, that's not the reason why we do the mitzvahs, why we learn Torah. We have to do the mitzvahs and learn Torah because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. So how come the Pasuk says it says, U'shamatim v'asisem, and t'hichoch maschum v'naschum v'ani ha'amim, that because if we learn Torah, therefore the Goyim will think great of us. And like Rashi says, V'zois te'choshvu chachonim u'nevoinim li'ani ha'amim. By learning the Torah, will be considered great chacham and wise people in the eyes of the goyim. So, that's not the reason why we do the mitzvahs, why we learn Torah. And he wants to answer that the pshat is, in order to person to really be a dayan, like to know the Torah, to pass in shailas, he has to know what's going on in milu d'yalma. He has to know what's going on in the world between the people. And really, the Gro writes like this, that a dayan has to know what's doing in the world. Really, it's a Gemara in Chulin like this that said in Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, She'askin b'dvarim hoya. Gemara in Chulin on Daf Nun Zayin on the days, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta was an askin. He knew what was going on in the world. And really, Shlomo HaMelech said like this, She'yedeya hakel v'chok v'chikor hakel. In other words, in order to pass in Shalot to know what's going on, You have to know the society. You have to know what's going on with the people on the world. So therefore, a person can make a mistake and think that in order to know what's going on, to know the wisdom, to know the chokhmah olam hazeh, I have to like first go to college and learn all the chokhmah, and then I'll be able to go sit and learn Torah in order to pass in Charles. But the chura first to have the chokhmah to know what's going on, the wisdom from the goyim. And that the pasuk here says not like that. Ushmartem vasisim. You should know, like the Mishnah Novi says, that hofuch bo, v'hofuch bo, the kula bo. Turn the Torah from one side to the other side. Everything is in the Torah. In other words, even milu v'yalma, even in order to be considered great chachomim, great wise people in the eyes of the goyim, it's only through the limud haTorah, or through the learning of the Torah, that's what gives us our chokhmah. That gives us our wisdom, even in the eyes of the goyim, and therefore, through learning the Torah, we get our chokhmah that will know what's going on in the middle of the Alma, we'll know the chokhmah of Elam Azir also, and therefore we'll be able to be a dayan, to be a poisik, even though we have to know what's going on in the world.
Then the psukim talk about that Moshe Rabbeinu was mazer them to watch out from Avodah Zarah, but rather to stay to be Yovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk Mem says, after the famous Pasuk of Lamates, of Yodato Hayom HaShevesel Elu Bavechuk Yashem Ulokim HaShem Imal, V'los V'noch HaSein Noid, after that, the Pasuk says, U'shmartim eschukav yes mitzvaysov. All right, turn over. Asher anoichi mitzavcho hayoim, that we should do the mitzvahs that Hashem commanded us today, asher yitav l'chol l'vonecho achrecho, that it should be good for you and for your children afterwards. V'lamaan tarech yomim al adoma, that you have a long life. Asher Hashem l'kech noisim l'chol kol hayomim, that Hashem gives us. So the question is, like we know the Mishnah Nova says, like we're not supposed to do the mitzvahs for the fact to receive reward, but rather we're supposed to do the mitzvahs because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And here the Pasuk says no, the Pasuk is saying do the mitzvahs. Why? That it should be good for you, that you have an arichas yom, a long life. Some of us who want to learn the pshat is that if you only do the mitzvahs just to receive reward for yourself, that you should enjoy it, that's no good. But the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do toiv, wants to do good to Klal Yisrael. And some learn that pshat from the Mishnah Novus that says, Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward we get for a mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah. What's the pshat? The pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good to people. He wants to give us good. But the pshat is we have to deserve it. So when we do a mitzvah, that we let Hashem do, give us reward, give us good, that in itself is a mitzvah, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu enjoys to do good to us. So that's the pshat from this pasuk. We're supposed to do mitzvahs in order that that Hashem would do good to us, but the pshat is not because we ourselves want the toiv. But we know that's the rotzen of Hashem. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore we want to give the possibility to the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us toiv. And this is really the pshat in tzaddikim, gedolim, and big rabbis, that they give brachas, and the pshat is they themselves don't have any enjoyment from Olam Hazeh, but rather they give brachas to other people, that other people can enjoy Olam Hazeh. The Gemara says about Rav Chanina ben Doisa that he ate a kav chutim, the Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, he himself ate nothing, and the whole world was amazing because of him. The whole world enjoyed themselves because of him. The pshat is like this, that tzaddikim do tremendous mitzvahs, tremendous maisim tovim. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down on this world toiva. Hashem sends good. Now that's the kavon of the tzaddikim. The kavon of the tzaddikim is that they just want Hashem to be able to give good on this world, because they know that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But should they get the good? No, they don't need the good. They're satisfied with whatever they have. Rather, let other people get the good. That's why tzaddikim are mispala for other people, and Hashem listens to the tzaddikim because of their schusim. In other words, by them to satisfy the fact that they give the Kadosh Baruch Hu the possibility to send down Toiva on this world. But who should get the Toiva? Doesn't make a difference to them. Let Hashem give it to other people. Adarabba. They'll schad get in Elam Haba. But in Elam Hazeh, the fact is that we want the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be able to give Toiv to Klal Yisrael. Then after Shlishi, the Pasuk talks about that Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholosh Orim B'Ever Yardin Nizroch HaShomesh, that Moshe set aside the three cities to be the Orim Miklat. And Chazal Darshan, Oz is Loshen like Oz Yoshir. Moshe was besimcha when he heard this inyan of the Yoram Miklat, that a person that killed somebody b'shogeg, his kapor is that he has to be borach, run to this city, and there he'll be saved. Rashi brings down the famous Gemara in Makis, that even though the halacha was that these three cities did not take effect until the Yashin Eretz Yisrael and made the three cities there, so the Chur, why did Moshe set aside these cities here? It didn't take effect. And the Gemara says that, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mitzvah Shef Shalakai Mai Kamenu, whatever I could do, let me do, even though I can't finish the mitzvah, let me at least start it, let me do as much as I could do. The Meir HaChavetz Chaim talks about this, that people are most sometimes make mistakes and say it's too hard to watch L'mashal Shmiras HaLoshen, not to talk Lashon Hara. It's too hard to learn through Shas. It's too hard to learn Gemara. So therefore we do nothing. And it's not right. We have to realize the little bit that we do means a lot. And by little, by little, by little, finally you finish the thing. Here also, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he knew this little bit that he's doing does not take effect until something later happened, still he went and did it. You have to realize from the small ma'asim that we do, we should never give up hope. We just realize the little bit what we do means something. And Mitzvah Hashem, little by little, it'll add up until Mitzvah Hashem, you'll be able to finish big goals. Then after Revi, it was brought down the Aseres HaDibros again, and by Shabbos here it says, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, and Rashi brings down of Rishoyin the way Mezochor, before in Yisra it says, Zochor, so Shnei Medibur Echod, V'tevo Achas Nemru, V'shmi Achas Nishmo. Like all point of the first one speak out, here it says, Loshen Shomer, we should watch Shabbos, which Chazal Darshan means from the Loisas says, not to do Averis of Shabbos, and here the Pasuk stresses, we should remember the fact that there was the Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Tzivoy to do the Shabbos. And the Svasemus explains, like it starts off, Shomer Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy. We should remember Shabbos in order to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. Give the Shabbos the Kedusha what it deserves. How does Klal Yisrael feel the Kedusha? Where do we get the power to keep the Kedusha of Shabbos throughout all the generations? That's with the Kedusha we received by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, who was Mekadosh the Yam Yisrael, the Yam HaNivchar, we received the Kedusha that we could be Mekabel the Kedusha of Shabbos. Hashem came before in Parshas Yisrael, there when it talks about Zohar, there it talks about mainly the union of Zeich L'Mas HaBereishis. Remember the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he wants to explain that that time by Yisroi, there was Mamish right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klai Yisroi was at a big Madrega then. Then it was enough for them to have the Kedusha. It's time to be Makir to see the godless of Hashem and the Bria Soilim. Really, the Mefarshim speak out of the post of Yedata Hayom HaShavos Elavavecho, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. And the Rabbein Abachai says it's a mitzvah essay. To be Yodeya, to realize, to know the Yodeyas of Hashem. That means to be Mizboinen and to think into the Maisim, the actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. From this alone we see the greatness, we see the Kedusha. So by Zohar in the Pasha of, when it says Zohar, in the Pasha of Yisro, when Klai Yisro was at that Madrega by Yetzias Mitzrayim, then they were at the Madrega that they received the Kedusha from the fact that we were Mizboinen in the world to see the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem can over here, Shomer, like to watch yourself means even the future generations. When we're going to Golis, it'll be harder then to keep the Shabbos. So we have to realize that Klal Yisrael has the Kedusha through the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why in Kiddush when we make on Shabbos, remember these two things, that Shabbos is Zeich L'Mas HaBereishis, and Shabbos is also for the Indian of Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it's through the Yetzias Mitzrayim that we got the power to be the Kaddish to Shabbos to accept the Kedusha. Then after Shishi, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. The Klal Yisrael should hear the way Hashem Elokeinu as Hashem Echod. Shirashi learns, Hashem, Shu Elokeinu Ato, Hashem, that is our Hashem now, V'lo Yeloheh Umas, Hashem now is not the God over the Umas Olam, who also liyos Hashem Echod. Shinemar, Ki Yosef Poch El Amim, Sofavur, Velikra Kulam Hashem Hashem. In other words, now the goyim and not Makkah don't realize the greatness of Hashem, but Hashem Echad, there'll come a time, the Moshe Mashiach, when even the goyim will be Makkah to realize the greatness of Hashem. Some of us learn the pshat is the word Hashem always goes on midas harachmim. Elokim, Elokeinu goes on midas adin. In other words, sometimes we see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael with the midas of rachmim. Sometimes he acts with the midas adin, judgment and mercy. So you would think maybe there are two different Hashem. That's why the pasuk ends off, no Hashem achod, it's one Hashem. These are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way sometimes he acts with rachmim and sometimes with midas adin. Now we know the Ikka mitzvah to say Kriya Shema, to say Shema, is to mekabel upon herself the old Malchus Shemayim. The person should really realize and understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Hashem is the only one that has the power to do anything on this world. Anything that is done is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understand that Hashem is Echad. He is the only power in the universe. Now the Rabbeinu Bachai explains that this mitzvah is really called an Avodah Shebelev. And the Pasuk says, Lo Yovda B'chol Levavchem, means this is called a Kabbalah in our heart. We really have to understand it in our life. That's why it starts off like Shema Yisrael. We should really hear and listen. In other words, it's not just enough to say it. We have to really understand it should be part of our life. That's why in the Torah also Rabbeinu Bachai says, it's written that the end of the Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, the Ayin is big. At the end of the word Echod, the Dalet is big. Ayin Dalet stands for an aid. In other words, there has to be a witness here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the witness to see if we are, when we say the Shema, if we're really mekabel upon ourselves the Olam HaShemayim, because this is called an Avodah Shebelev in our heart. So how do people know if we really did the mitzvah or not? And Echanami, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the aid, that is the witness to see if we really did the mitzvah the way we're supposed to. And then he goes on to Rabbeinu Bachaya that Bechlal Gan Eden and all the Milas were only created to the people that are Miyachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mekabel Yom HaShemayim. He says, Kerski, Hamoidah B'Yichud, whoever agrees to the Yichud, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power in the world, that's the biggest Kofer in Avodah Zarah. And the opposite, whoever is Moidin into Avodah Zarah, does not believe in the Yichud of Hashem. Now he says, Gehenim B'Yichud was created for the Oibdei Avodah Zarah. And Gan Eden B'Yichud was created for the Oibdei of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says in Trusant Rabbeinu Bachaya that in Parshas Bereishis it says 13 times the word Gan. And in the Parsha here it says 13 times the word Eish. In other words, to say that Echod, that's Gematria Yud Gimel, whoever is Mekabel Yol Malchus Shemayim in Echod, he is Zeichot Gan Eden. And that saves him, protects him from the Eish or Gehenim. He won't have to go to Gehenim. Now we all know that after when we say the mitzvah Kriya Shema, after we say Shema Yisrael, we say Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machus El Olam Voed, and we say it Balachash very low. And the Medrash Rabbah says the pshat is that Bashas Yaakov Avinu was about to be nifter, all his sons came to visit him, so he asked them, like, do you have a Munah in Hashem? Maybe you're going to believe in an Avodah Zarah? And they said, no, Hashem Elokeinu. Then Yaakov asked them, but maybe later on, you'll be able to avoid the Zorah. And they said, no, they answered back, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, that we're makir that from now and onwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod. And when Yaakov Avinu heard that, he went back to say a shvach, a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Baruch Hashem Kvayim Achus El Olam Vod. Therefore the Medrash says that when we say Shema Yisrael, the pshat is, Shema Yisrael means Yaakov Avinu, his name Yisrael, you should hear. The way us, your children, are always still being makabel upon itself, this mitzvah is that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. And therefore we say back Balachash Lo, the praise that Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Hashem Kvayim Achus El Olam Vod. Now there's another medrash that says that Bishas Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim. He heard the way the Malchei Hashoras, the Melachim, was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem Kvayim Machus El Olam Vod. So when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he brought it down to Klal Yisrael. And if so, the medrash says, why don't we say the Pahesi out loud? Some Rabasi, the Tzdoima, like something that you stole, you keep it quiet. In other words, this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu stole from the Melachim, therefore we say it quietly. Ma'ashenken dan Yom Kippurim, the Klal Yisrael is not, he is clean like Malchei Hashoras, then we have a right to say it out of Hesia. And the pshat is, this shvach of Baruch Shem is a pshat that we mark it clearly the way the Kvod Malchus El Olam Vod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod, Le'olam Lo Mi'olamim. And that's HaKorah that Malachim have, there's no doubt in their mind about this HaKorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus El Olam Vod. So pshat here by Yaakov Avinu also, b'shas he was nifter when he heard that his children were mekabel upon themselves, then you know, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that they're going to be mekabel the achdus of the Kadosh Baruch Hu from then and forever. So he also came to this hakara to give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu the shvach of a Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. And la'alocha, this is also called part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. But the special chumrah Jinala Rabbi Mafsik took out during this pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And no idea when you say Baruch Hashem, also you're not allowed to talk out, be mafsik even to answer Kedusha or Kaddish until you finish Baruch Hashem for Machusa Le'olam Vo'ed. And then we know the pasuk says, V'yohavta eis Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavucha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol miyodecha. That there's a mitzvah essay to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pshat is that after we have the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael to realize the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is Echad, after that we have to go now to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it should do with the famous question that people ask, how could you have a mitzvah essay to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like love is something, either you have it or you don't have it. How is it possible to have a mitzvah to go to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And secondly, even if a person wants to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something that's not possible. Just like the Gemara Dashins, the Pasuk says, L'dovka boy, we have to be dovik attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Dashins, V'chi efshel livvayk b'shchina, could we be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Well, see if the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem lakech eshoich lehu. So what's the pshat over here? And over there, the Gemara Dashins, it means to say, do mitzvahs, whoever is mahana Talmud Chochem, whoever is close to a Talmud Chochem, that's the way you become dovik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the chur here also, how could there be a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there are a lot of different mepharshim. The Avner Nezer once answered that the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Lekecha really goes on the mitzvahs. That when we do the mitzvahs, we have to do it bi'ava. We have to love to do a ma'isa mitzvah. Could be through that eventually we'll come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really what it means to say the ava here is to do the mitzvahs bi'ava. The Gemara in Yuma dashtins from this pasuk that means she'yeheishem shamayim misohev ayodecha, that people should come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of you. That means she'yekore v'shoyna m'shamash v'chomim, you should learn Torah, v'yeymaso ma'asona v'yemuna v'dibura b'nachas imabriyas, and you should have good midas, you should act erlich with people and talk nice to people. Then ma'abriyas ameras alav, what do people say about you? Look, ploini shalom ha'Torah, look at this person that's learning Torah. Look at the midas tovas, the good character he has because of his Torah. Kama noyim drachov, kama misukona maisav. That's the way to make a kiddush Hashem, and that's the way to make people come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also nichlo in this pasuk of Yahavta is Hashem lekecha. Means that to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the saying means, do maisa mitzvahs, do it biyava, do it with love. And do it also even bigger than that is that other people should also come to love to do mitzvahs because of you. Now in the chinuch here, it's mashmi, really it's not a kasha. The chinuch learns here that the mitzvah is taka to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says it, shenachshav v'nizboinim bevkuda v'foloysov atshani sigeyu gefir choteinu v'nisaneg bashkechosoy v'tachlesoynik. That we should think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with us and what he does to us. And the more we think into it, the more we realize the tremendous oynig, the enjoyment that we have from this. And that's called Ahava, right? To realize and to enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. And then the Chinuch brings down the Sifri, that the Sifri says, Lefi Shenema V'Yahavta, Is Eini Yodeya Ketzat Oyev Odim Es Amokam. The Sifri asks, like, we don't know, how are we supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Talmud Loima, therefore, the Pasuk right away says, V'Hoyu Hadvorim Oila, Asher Anochi Mitzavecha Hayoyim Al Olavavecha. What does that mean? That we have to go learn Torah, do the mitzvahs. So the Sifri says, Shemitoich kach, atomakir es mishom avohoy oilam, that by learning the mitzvahs, learning the Torah, doing the mitzvahs, we'll come to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chloimar, what it means to say is, Shemizbonimu ba'Torah, if you think into the greatness of the Torah, tisyashi va'avo b'leiv pechrich, automatically you'll come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Chinuch, both is true. We're supposed to do the mitzvahs, and do the mitzvahs b'avo. And the more we do it biyava and think into the greatness of the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will automatically come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Svasemis wants to say, a little different Nakuda, the Svasemis wants to say the pshat is that if there's a mitzvah sesei of Yahavtes Hashem Lekecha to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pshat is that's the tev of every single Jew. That's our nature is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in us. It's in the neshama of every single Jew to be able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's no question, how could you have a mitzvah to love somebody if you do or you don't? The pshat is a yid and neshama loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pshat is we have to be ma'urit. We have to do things to bring it out the poil. Like certain times the love is hidden. We do too many averis, it hides the love. It doesn't let it come out. So the pshat is it's true what the Sifri, what the other Mepharshim are saying. Habad, we have to do mitzvahs. We have to be a tzaddik. And by doing mitzvahs, that's going to bring out that's going to bring out what we have inside us. That the love is inside our neshama. We just have to bring it out the poil. By doing ma'isa mitzvahs, by doing it b'yava, that's going to come, that we'd be ma'ur in our lave, the real ava, that now, mitoich liboy shalodom, deep down in your heart, you'll also come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Pasuk says, b'chol levavcha, with your heart, and we know the Gemara Darshins, it means, b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. You have to be yovid, you have to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with yetzer also. In other words, sometimes it's hard to do mitzvahs, it's too cold outside, it's too hard to get up in the morning, it's too hard to come to shir, but still you go, still you do it. Even with the Yetzirah, you go and do the mitzvahs, and you get more schar that way. That's why you have to be Eved Hashem b'chol levavcha. B'chol nafshcha, with your whole nefesh, that means I feel to be Maisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol madecha, with all your money. Now, the Meshech Chochma wants to say like this. Now, there's a Mishnah that says, that Hayman deboilem hevi chasida lekayim mil debrochis. Somebody that wants to be a chassid, he should do Mila de Brachas. So Machlaik is the end of Gemara. One says Mila de Brachas. What does that mean? By saying Brachas, Virchas, Ashvach, Vaido, you're like being Make, you realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to praise him. He says, that's the Pshat B'chol Levavecha. It means with Yesichlis, with Yesichel. You should be Oyved Hashem with Yesichel to understand the way everything comes from Hashem, with Yalev, with Yesichel, Yoyved Hashem. Then the Gemara says, Now the Yarmulosom Selekai Mil de Yovis. How are you going to be a chosid if you do Mila de Yovis? What does it mean, Masech Dovis? That's Midas Tovis. Midas Tovis, good character, that's your nefesh. That's Bechol Nafshecha. You have to be Eved Hashem with good Midas. And then the third man Yomis says, V'yomale Lekayim Mila de Nezikin. The way to be a chosid is to do Inyonim of Nezikin, that means with your money matters. And that's the Pshat Bechol Noidecha. Even with money matters, also be Erlich, do business the right way. Don't try and gyp somebody, don't try and steal. That's called B'chol Miyadecha. These are the ways we have to do the Avodas Hashem. Then the Pasuk says, V'shinantom levonecha v'dibartabom. You should teach it to your children. V'dibartabom, and you should talk in learning Torah. So Rashi says, Shelo ye'ika dibrucha elabom. The main talk you do the whole day should be in learning Torah. Now from the Pasuk, V'shinantom levonecha, this is the mitzvah sesei, a chiyuv to learn Torah, ulalam dan to teach it. And there's a special mitzvah for a father to teach his son Torah. And this starts like when the child is 3 years old. As soon as he can start talking, there's a mitzvah for the father to teach his son Torah Tzivulon Moshe or Pasuk Rishon Mikrishma. When he starts teaching the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. And that's when the special Pasuk here, Vishinamtam Levanecha. It's not a mitzvah chinuch, but this is a mitzvah essay to teach your child the Torah. Who adin is nichol on this? With Yibarta Ba'machla, we have to learn Torah. And the yisoid of learning Torah, poshut is to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Then the Pasuk says, Ukshartom lo yisa yodecho v'hoilu tatofais b'ninecho uchsavtom amazuzuz b'esecho v'sherecho. We have the mitzvah of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and we have the mitzvah of putting up the mezuzah. And the pshat hemshech of the psukim is, the Ramban explains in Shemois, that the union of tefillin is that the Pasuk just got finished saying, v'hoyu advor me'ela sharonechi mitzavcho yom alo bavecho. These words should be in our heart. We should go to learn Torah. How do we do this? What's our zikor? And how do we remember to do these mitzvahs? That's with the tefillin, sharosh, the tefillin, shoyad, and with the Indian of mezuzah. In other words, like it's brought down, Chazal always say, we have three mitzvahs that are really like edus. It's an edus that we're in Eved Hashem. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, the mitzvah of milah, and the mitzvah of tefillin. When we wear tefillin, it's supposed to be an ois, that we are remembering that we're in Eved Lashem and we're doing the mitzvahs. And at all times we have to have two edus. Therefore, in the middle of the weekday, we have our Mila and we have our tefillin. Shabbos is nice by itself, That's why in Shabbos we don't have to wear tefillin. When we put on tefillin and do the mitzvah, we have to have this in mind, that the yisoid of the mitzvah's tefillin is that we should remember, we should remember the inyan of avas Hashem, of the achdus Hashem, of limud Torah, of doing the mitzvahs. Then the pasuk says in Yud and Yud Aleph about when we go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have full houses of everything, and you're going to satisfy yourself. Then the pasuk says, Yud Beis, Yishom Lecho Pentishkach Hashem. To make sure not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He was the one that took us out of Mitzrayim. And the Meshech Chochmah explains like this. Really, Chazal Dashim from this pasuk, that B'Shas Mechemes Mitzvah, it's mutter to eat even Macholas Asuras. If you don't find Macholas Ksherim, you're allowed to eat Macholas Asuras. The Dashim from this pasuk, Ubot the Malayim Kol Tuv, means whatever you find in the Goyish houses, you're allowed to eat it. And afilu kidle the chazir hutlehem, even pigs they were allowed to eat at that time. So therefore, the Meshech Chochmah says the pshat of the pasuk is like this: the pasuk is saying of what the Malayim kol tuv, like when Yin went into Eretz Yisrael to have the mechames mitzvah, they were allowed to eat even pigs then. So if so, if you eat treifus, the pshat is treifus does bear to the body. So that's why the pasuk has to say right away: he shom lecho pentishkach Hashem. Be careful, watch out. Because the food that you just got finished eating, the treifus, that's metamtem es halev, it makes us bad. If we have to watch out to make sure not to forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains, that's the reason of the halacha, if you have a chayla on Shabbos, somebody that's sick and he's mesukin, if he's not going to eat, he's going to die. So the halacha is, you're allowed to shecht and cook the food for him on Shabbos. And the halacha is, even though we have nevelus and treifus, you have treifutik meat that's already ready to eat, you don't have to give him the nevela treifus, but rather you're allowed to shecht the kosher animal and cook the meat to give him. And he says the pshat is like this, because for chilul Shabbos, it's hutter for chayla mesukin. You're not doing an aveira. Mashenkin, if you're going to give him teeth, the nevela and the treifus, the mitzias says it's metamtem asaleif, it's going to do bad to him, it's going to do harm to him. So therefore, if you could at all give him kosher meat, it's kedai to give him the kosher meat, not to make a timtum halev. Then the psukim talk about kesedah, to stay away from the avodah zarah, stay away from goyim, not to mingle with them, but to realize ki yam kodesh at l'shem lekecha, that klai yisrael is somebody different. V'cho bochor Hashem lekech liyislo l'yam segula mikolam mashal apnei adama. Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us to be the yam segula. And then pasuk zayin says at the end, loy merubchem mikolam im choshek Hashem b'chem, v'yivcha b'chem ki yatem hamat mikolamim. It's not because Klai Yisrael is so great and so big, so moto, so full, but rather because Ki Atem HaMa'at Mikol Amim. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us is because we are the smaller, the Ma'at Mikol Amim. And Chazal Dash from here, it means to say that the Tzadikim of Klai Yisrael have the Midah Anova. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Gdula to Avraham Avinu, he was Mamayit himself. Hashem gave Gdula to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said he's nothing. Hashem gave Gdula to David HaMelech, he said he's nothing. As the midas anova, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu likes about Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Ki mi'avas Hashem eschem," because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. U'mishomer es hashvua shenishpal avseinu lehoitzi Hashem eschem liyad chazak v'yiduchav liyad zvodim liyad paro melech metroyim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, there's a need of ava in Klal Yisrael. Again, like we said before from the Sfasemis, that every single yid in the mishoma there's an akuda that you love a Kodesh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael is an Am that could have Avas Hashem, could come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us over all the other nations. And finally the pasuk, the last pasuk, Yom Zof, U'shmartem es ha-mitzvah v'yasehukim v'yasehamishpotem esher anochim etzavcho ha-yoyim la-asoysom. We have to watch and do the mitzvahs and the Yom Zof ha-yoyim la-asoysom today to do it. And Rashi brings down from the Gemara, U'lamoch ol'olam abo liton tzchorim. On this world, we have to do the mitzvahs. We have to work. When do we receive our reward? That's in Olam Haba. That's in the next world. But Hayom La'Soysom, today we have to do as much as we could do, to chaperayim, to do as much as we could do. And we'll worry about resting or getting the reward. That's in Olam Haba. Just like Dugmaza, there's a famous Gemara in Ervin, that the Chanina was a tremendous masmid. The Gemara says he used to learn day and night without a break, or a very, very little break. So Gemara says once his daughter came and asked him and said, Tati, how come you're working so hard? Take a little rest. Rest a little bit. So he said, don't worry, it's going to come a day when I'll sleep a lot. And Rashi says it means in his kever, when he gets into his grave, that's when he's going to sleep, that's the time to rest and to receive the reward. Mashenkin, today, kol zaman, we're alive. The pasuk says, Hayoyim lasoysam. Today we have to work, we have to do the mitzvahs and chaparein, and like we said before, yofer shrachas b'olam hazeh, v'tshuva ma'isim toivim, mikol chayolam habo. From the whole olam habo, it's more greater, the inyan to do mitzvahs on this world. That's a little bit the hemshech, from the beginning of the parsha. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to die, and about to go up to Shemayim and have Nen and Mizib Hashchina, he would go straight to the highest madrega in olam habo. Still, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live, wanted to be on this world, only al manas to do mitzvahs, like we spoke out. He wanted to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael to do mitzvahs there. That's this pasuk of Hayoyim Lasoysam. We have to hop around and do as much mitzvahs as we could now when we're alive, and the resting and the enjoyment and the reward, that's going to be Le'olam Habo. Now we know this is called Shabbos Nachamu. We say the Haftorah Nachamu Nachamu. Hashem should comfort us. The question is, why does it say two times Lashon of Nachamu, Nachamu twice? And really, the Medrash in Eicha says that just like Klal Yisrael got hit, the Makos came keflayim twice, the punishment was twice, therefore the Nechama also has to be twice. And what's the Pshat? So the Yismach Yisrael says the Pshat that the punishments are twice. Two times the Pshat is when a Jew does an Avera, it's worse than when a Goy does an Avera. When a Goy does an Avera, it's something wrong here, but in Shemayim they have no kesher. Mashenkin, when the Jew does an Avera here, not only is it bad the Avera he does here, but also he like breaks off his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Shemayim he makes a pagam, he's miraculous himself, he takes himself away from the Kedusha, away from Hashem. And therefore when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, taka, two things happen. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wipes away the chet, he takes away the Avera that we did. And secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is again Makarvus himself. He makes us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say, when a person does a tshuva, is our zvoinos naslok is chuyas. The Averis becomes like chuyas. We become now closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So pshat is when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, is nachamu, nachamu. There are two types of nechamis. Hashem accepts the tshuva, and Hashem brings us back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mr. Hashem, we should all be zoichetak to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see again the binyan based on the Mitzvah of Yemenu. All right, we'll stop here.